This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
Slate son, how you doing, boo? We're gonna talk about all that and so much more. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'll carry on. We even know how to react to this. Yes, I will. I would like to give a shout out to Anthony and the booth. I like how you do it for choosing our song tonight. Me and my arrow.
Yeah.
It's very on point.
Yeah.
Very appropriate.
It works. It works.
We like it. We're digging it.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. You might not recognize me on this show. I'm Tiana Hobson. I'm filling in tonight. We're going to have so much fun. You can follow me at the Tiana Hobson, and we're going to talk about Arrow. It's Deathstroke Returns. It's season
so
six.
Good.
It's episode five. Slade Wilson's back, and like his son. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So before we get any further, I have three beautiful ladies sitting next to me, and tell the people who you guys are.
Well, I might be the only one you recognize tonight from the Dare Show. I'm Olivia Di Bortoli. You can find me everywhere at Olivia Di Bortoli, and yes, Slade's son gives me life. He is the new everything.
Yes.
He's great.
I'm Linda Sogurley. I am new to the panel, so hi guys. I will be coming back next week. I am just as infatuated with Slade's son, a.k.a. Joe, a.k.a. Kane, so bring it on.
Where can they find you?
They can find me at Linda So Girly all across social media.
Hi, everybody. I am also a new face. I'm Erica Shannon, and you can find me on Twitter at Miss Airy Baby. However, I was not fortunate enough to get a good viewing of the hot son. So I'm a little disappointed.
He was very quick. He was like in and out. You
know? A rewatch is in order.
In order. Later on tonight.
And also, before everyone starts freaking out, Erica and Tiana, that's me, we're just here filling in for the night. So don't worry. Matt and Alicona will be back.
Yes.
You guys are not missing out on anything. So don't be discouraged because you see my face instead of theirs.
Oh, you
are. She is very knowledgeable.
Yeah, I just want the people to know and, you know, that
their people are coming back.
Yes. Nobody's discouraged to see you, but
yes,
the other two will be back.
Yes, they will be back. Okay, so until they get back, let's talk about this episode. Because a lot happened tonight.
Yeah.
What I love about Arrow, as opposed to some of the other DC shows I feel this season, they're actually moving forward with a storyline and giving us a lot. And this was an episode that was jam-packed with information.
Yeah. And a lot of new information. A lot of new characters and a lot of new ideas that you're like, oh, this is brand new. Let me really pay attention.
Yeah, I actually really like this episode more than, like I was saying, than the last episode. I feel like just so many things happened and so many new developments. I was like, yes, finally. Hopefully it stays like this for the rest of the season.
Well, I mean, with Slade being back, and I mean, this is the big thing here. Everyone's so excited to have Slade back, Slade Wilson, back in our lives. We love it. Him and Oliver's bromantic adventure was just everything. It's what I miss about them, because when they were on Lee and You, you know, back in the beginning, they were buddies and calling him kid. Yes, this is the Slade who I fell in love with.
Yeah.
And his relationship with Oliver. I was so happy that they were able to, you know, go on this adventure to find his son.
But some people on Twitter I saw were saying that, like, Slade is the one that killed Oliver's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And some people can't get over that. And I feel like, I don't know if I could get over that, because that's pretty much a big deal. But I did like how they were, like, super bro-y and super cute all night tonight. So, I don't know. Hopefully he'll stay in the right path
this
season.
And I like the fact that now they're able to bond as fathers. Yeah. Like, there's a new level to their, there's a new dynamic to their relationship now.
Yeah.
I think that that's what's allowing them to work together, because they have been through a lot. Like, yes, Slade killed his mom, but also he, Oliver's the one that, not poisoned him, but with the Maraku, he's the one that gave it to him, right? Yeah. And then he became addicted, and that's how he became this, you know, terrible guy.
Yeah.
So
I do want to know what you guys are saying, because I don't have the chat up on my phone, but I know that you guys are on the chat, because you're always on the chat. So as soon as Anthony pulls it up, we'll be able to get on the chat with you guys. And I know that, you know, a few of you are definitely on there already talking about it, though. So we'll be up and chatting with you any second.
Any second. Okay, so Slade comes to Oliver and is like, hey, I need your help to find my son.
Yeah.
Which I think everyone assumed, Oliver, oh my gosh, you just told your son you're not going to go killing people again. What's going to happen? But I like that Slade came in with a new idea. Yeah. And it was, hey, I need you for diplomacy. Not, I promise you, you won't have to do anything bad. Just come with me to, where did they end up going? There were so many countries that were named that I...
Kaznia?
Kaznia. It was like...
Yeah, Kaznia. Okay. Yeah.
Because he started off in Mombasa.
Yeah.
And then ended up in prison. Right?
Yes. Calgary, Ibiza.
He went to Ibiza.
Mombasa.
Look at Linda with the notes.
Jeez. Linda with all the notes.
She got it.
Country hopping.
But I like how also at the end, like towards the end of the episode, Slade was like, you know, Oliver was like, I'm going to come help you. I'm going to come fight this with you. And Slade was like, no, you know, I came here. I wanted you here to be a diplomat, and that's all I want you to do. And then he knocked him out.
But what I also want us to remember, too, is that remember in season 5, the season finale, Oliver promised that he would help find his brother, his son. Mm-hmm. So I think that he's, you know, holding on to his promise.
Yeah.
My only question is, Oliver is a mayor. How much pull does he have?
Well, remember, the McQueen name, even though they don't have the money like they used to. Sorry, hang on, guys. My mic is doing something weird.
Yeah, well, it wasn't about him being the mayor. It was more about him being Oliver Queen, because he said he punched a paparazzi or whatever. So I think it was him more being like the playboy and the rich guy, and so he was more of like a paparazzi.
I feel like he's still like a Page Six person. Exactly. If this was New York City, he would still be not a debutante, but the male equivalent of that. You know, he's like a socialite.
Socialite, yes.
So they're still reporting about him. He's a Kardashian.
Yeah.
They still want to know what he's doing.
But then how much pull would he have in that capacity, then?
But he has money, right? So he's like he's from a wealthy family. Yeah. So I think that that's part of, like, when they talked about the $50,000 and the plan, that maybe he just represented money in a country that perhaps doesn't have a lot, and you can buy people off.
Yeah. When the Kardashians went to this, remember, I don't know if you guys watched the show, but they went to some random country. Everyone was so infatuated with them the whole time. So it was like probably the same type of thing.
It's the same kind of thing. He's basically the Kardashian.
Yeah. Okay. That just stuck in my mind. I was like, I don't understand. I don't get it. Why? But
all right. But hey, the warden of the prison that Joe, I'll stop calling him Slade's son, that Joe was in, you know, he knew who he was and was excited to meet him. And that was the whole point of this, right? We met up with Nylander, who is a new character that we're just meeting. Do you have, Linda looks like she has something to say about
Nylander.
He's
just a traitor, right? He's a traitor. And I'm wondering, because he kept calling Slade his brother.
Yeah.
Like, is it his brother, or is it, like, his brother?
No, I think their accents seem different. Yeah. So I think they're, like, friends.
Friends. Like, his friend brother.
Kind of like Anatoly.
Like Anatoly.
Yes.
I do want to point out, though, when Nylander introduced Slade, he was like, oh, it's Terminator. And that's a throwback to the comics, because Deathstroke was a Terminator. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know, I thought that was cool. And people are saying, like, Ivan. Hi, Ivan. Welcome back. Ivan was saying that. I loved, I got him so giddy when they referenced Slade's other comic book name. They called him Terminator. So, yeah, it was really cool.
And a fun fact for those of us who didn't read the comics and didn't know that.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I like that.
Another fun fact, the guy who played Nylander is Chris Holden Reed. I don't know if anybody's familiar with him, but I know him from Degrassi. He played one of the characters' older brothers.
Oh,
so when I saw him, I was like, oh, that's very cool.
Okay, I like it. Degrassi, see, all these fun facts. Degrassi, that's a throwback.
Mm-hmm.
It is so Thursday. I want to go over what the plan was. So they met it with Nylander. Was that... Because I was writing. So that was just to get the money?
I believe so, yes.
To get the suitcase full of money so that they can then travel. And then Slade's ultimate plan was just to have Oliver be this diplomat who's coming in to have some sort of photo opportunity with the warden, and then slide him 50 G's and be like, hey, release my friend's son.
I think that was the only, because in third world countries like that, they can get bought off so easily.
Yeah.
So 50,000 G's in American money is a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
So it was probably just like, that was actually a smart, easy plan. Too bad it didn't work, because it never works, because this is Arrow.
Were you guys suspicious of Nylander from the start?
Kind of.
No.
No.
I wasn't.
I kind of was, because he kept saying, like, he was like a puppet to me. He's like, hey, so good to see you, Terminator, brother. Your son is so lucky to have you as a father. Yeah. I was like, that is way too many compliments in 30 seconds. What do you want?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Also, when they use people's names, that, like, we should remember this name, you know? Because if he was just, like, some character that we didn't know, it's just, like, some guy handing off 50 G's. But they were like, this is Nylander. So, like, well, we should probably remember him. Mm-hmm. He's probably going to do something shady.
No, he didn't seem suspicious to me.
No?
Yeah. I just took him at face value.
I didn't.
I was caught off guard.
That must be my dark side.
The dark side. Yes. I definitely felt like Slade's son was going to have a bigger role being played, but I wasn't suspicious of Nylander. I just thought he was another random guy who's just, okay, he's just our middle point meat man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably never see him again. Mm. But lo and behold, he is much more than that.
Yeah.
So we move forward, and Oliver gets to the warden's meeting, and he's talking to the guy, and he tells us that Joe was killed in a yard fight. At the yard, in the prison yard.
Yeah.
And Slade is, you know, so taken over when Oliver tells him this. My first question was, Oliver, why aren't you asking for the body right here and now?
Yes.
This is Arrow. I don't believe nobody is dead until I see a body. And even then, as we saw with Vigilante, spoiler alert, they're not dead.
Right.
Nobody ever dies on this show. Everyone that dies is always going to be alive. I'm going to check my mic, too.
Great. Okay. You guys talk for a second.
What I thought was funny, he had a suitcase, the 50,000, the guy says, no, he's dead. He's like, okay, turns around, goes back. Like, you're not going to ask any questions? Like, how did he die? Where is he? Where's his little prison cell? Where are his belongings?
Investigate the scene of the crime to make sure nothing fishy went on or anything, Oliver.
That doesn't even sound like you, Oliver, because you always have questions.
So I guess he was there in pretty boy capacity.
Is that how
not mayor capacity.
He didn't think about it at all.
I mean, okay, so we'll let Oliver have a pass on that one, I guess. But what I loved was, while this is all going on, we're also getting those flashbacks into 13 years ago with Slade and his son on this camping trip, and it's all cute, and you can see that Joe has questions about his father's line of work and doesn't really believe what he's telling him, which is that he's a pilot because they don't get free trips.
That was so funny.
That was a good question.
But it's so it's true, because it's like, you know, his son had these ideas already, so you knew that he was going down some type of weird path. Mm-hmm. But also, it was fun that they had flashbacks this episode, because Arrow for the past six seasons has been so many flashbacks, and this season so far they haven't had any. So I was like, oh, we're back to the flashback era of Arrow, which I thought was interesting.
Which they did say we wouldn't, you know, get the flashbacks on Oliver's side. They didn't say other characters were going to have flashbacks into their lives.
Yeah. So that was a nice way to bring it in.
Also, a young Slade is super cute, too. I don't know if you guys know.
With both eyes?
And it was so crazy, because I was like, I'm not used to seeing it with two eyes. I was like, where is it? When is it coming? I need it.
I do hope that I'd like to see that, too. Yeah. But this camping trip with the son, which is actually more business than pleasure.
Yeah,
right.
My thoughts are, why would you bring your son with you to murder someone in the woods?
As a cover. Because he couldn't just be in the woods by himself. Right.
Yes, but then your son is going to be suspicious, maybe when they're younger.
But,
I don't know.
But he also alluded to that he was always going away. Yeah. So he was trying to, like, multitask.
Multitask?
Yeah, spend time with the son and also, you know, really just quickly get
this
job done.
I don't know if it was a multitask. I think it was definitely a cover. Like, this guy's going camping. Like, he knew that, I forgot his name, but the guy he killed was
Daryl? Xing Ming?
Oh. Yeah. He knew that he was going camping, so he was like, I'm going to take my son camping. We're going to kill some people.
I thought Joe was going to see Slade.
Yeah. That's what I thought too.
Like, when Slade turns, I thought he was going to be standing there.
Right, with the trees, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
Oh, is he there?
Where this flashback ends, we don't know if he didn't not see it.
Yeah.
True. I think we're going to be coming back to this day in particular for a little bit to get more details as it.
To understand Stormy, why. On the chat says, yeah, she totally thinks Joe saw Slade kill that dude too. Because the twig snapped and I think it was probably Joe.
And then you also, too, remember that earlier on in this episode, they were saying he's kind of like father, like son. He's just, and he said that. He's like his son, his father. So perhaps walking in the footsteps and the flashbacks are alluding to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if he's going to be like father, like son, then why has he not wanted contact with Slade all this time?
Well, more probably in the I do everything the same, but I don't want to talk to him because I hate him. Type of way.
I think they're going to probably learn about their history more, too, in these flashbacks, because I feel like bringing Slade back and doing these flashbacks, we're kind of seeing how he became who he is now.
Yeah. So. Which is going to be interesting. And also, we, moving back to the present day, we're introduced to this new organization, the Jackals, who are clearly going to have, you know, a big part in what's happening moving forward. So the Jackals are the group of people that Joe was investigating because he's a spy. If you're listening, I'm using air quotes right now on every word. So these guys sound, you know, really like the new badasses on town, and there's a lot going on, and Slade's like, you know what, I'm gonna take them all down by myself. I got my long sword, I got my gun, I'm just gonna go in slicing people and slicing dice.
He almost did, too. He got like halfway through.
Why did he stop?
They are the worst henchmen ever.
So like, bad.
Just they have bad aim, they can't fight. Just awful. But it seems like they live under the radar, though.
Yeah.
Because Felicity couldn't find anything on them. About them.
Yeah.
Although she did find the kidnapping, and props to my girl Felicity, you're so good.
She's so good.
You're so smart.
But I'm thinking they don't, like, use cell phones, computers.
No,
they
not.
Move as a unit. They might use walkie-talkies or
something. Old school page. They page each other.
Find pay phones. Yeah. only call back from a pay phone. And text you 911.
Yeah. Somebody just standing there waiting for it to ring.
Hello.
But these Jackals, they're not a good group. Slade's going through slicing and dicing everyone. Oliver wakes up and, you know, he has that great conversation with his son where, you know, were you able to help your friend?
Yeah.
Can you do anything to help? Oliver shows up without a mask or anything. He's just, right? I'm Oliver Queen. I'm going to start killing people.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Not so great, Oliver.
I thought it was sweet that his son called him and was checking in on him because they're finally having a father-son relationship. Yes. And I was like, I've been wanting this for a long time. I've been wanting for them to, you know, have this good relationship and, like, you know, so, and it's happening. It's finally
slowly
developing.
Because
we've seen so far this season that it's been very combative and distant. So this is the first episode where he left, and, you know, I think maybe that whole absence makes the heart grow fonder. The son calls him, and it's like such a sweet moment that they haven't shared.
Yeah. And you're being force-fed granola.
Yeah.
That would make any kid be like, Dad,
when
I need you.
There are my burgers.
So we have one father and son who are getting along, and another pair who's reunited with his son, who's the leader of the Jackals. Spoiler alert.
Here he is.
Nylander's there talking about, I thought that the prison was going to stop you. Really? You thought that a father was going to stop at, oh, your son was killed in a prison yard fight with no body, no evidence, no nothing? This is Slade Wilson we're talking about.
I think he meant the prison on Lianyu.
I was like, he thought that sending him to this prison, that prison story was going to stop Slade?
No, Slade, like, but also on the same token, how is a prison in Lianyu going to stop Deathstroke? Like, he's kind of the biggest badass around, clearly.
Yes.
So obviously that didn't stop him either.
Exactly. So nothing's stopping him, and then he finds out that, you know, his son is
apparently a lot of people are calling it, because on the chat, Cullen and Ivan, everyone's saying, I knew it.
I had a feeling the whole time. Yeah. I kept having a feeling. It's like, I feel like he's a part of this group. He let himself get caught or something, and this whole, they broke in and kidnapped him.
Yeah, and then when they kept saying how, when they kidnapped him, he's worth millions. And I was like, well, why is that so important that he's worth millions and all the secrets that he has?
Yeah.
Something's fishy with that. So,
but let's think about it. what does he know about his father and what his father did? How much does he know?
That's the information
that he's probably using to lead these guys into whatever they're...
Yeah. And maybe that's why they kind of lured Slade over.
Interesting. Breaking it down.
I do have a little tidbit before we move on from him. Yeah. Cain Wolfe, Steven Starr sent this to me. He said, Cain Wolfe is a shout-out to Mark Wolfe, who created the Deathstroke comics. Oh. So that's maybe why they named him. Nice catch, Steven. Thanks for that.
Cain Wolfe. Mm-hmm. I like that. So then, you know, you have all this happening across the world, and then over in Star City, we've got Vigilante's back. Yeah. It's just, there's so much. Mm-hmm. So Vigilante is back. We hadn't seen him in a few weeks. And he's going after Councilwoman Pollard, who mm-hmm. has put up this whole bill, the anti-vigilante stuff, mm-hmm. blah, blah. Lady, come on. You don't have a police force. You need someone to enforce some rules. Get over yourself. So Vigilante is trying to assassinate her, which I didn't really understand, because like everyone kept saying, if you kill her, it just kind of makes the bill go through.
It doesn't make sense.
But then he called her corrupt.
Yeah, but it's like, but then as you reveal towards... through the episode, he does call her corrupt. Yeah. Says that his work as a policeman isn't done, because, you know, he can get more done now that he's a meta and stuff. So, mm-hmm. but... this whole Dinah's boyfriend/partner is alive.
It's crazy. Also, why did Dinah... she, like, knocked him out immediately. Like, she didn't have any type of... when she saw him and she saw that it was him, she wasn't like, oh, maybe there's a part of him, like, I want to find out. She was immediately like, no, we need to kill him. He needs to be dead. And I was like, if that were me, I don't know, I think I would have more compassion. I know that he did a lot of shitty things as the vigilante, but I feel like I would have a little bit more compassion for him and be like, maybe something happened. I don't know. Maybe
she was also mad too, because
they gave me some bad looks.
Deep flag and a roll of ice.
Obviously, I'm the only one with this opinion.
I mean, I think that she was probably mad because all this time... he's been alive and he hasn't reached out to her.
That's very
and
true.
She thought that she saw a ghost. So when she thought she caught the vigilante and then he took off his mask and it was him, that's someone that you spent 10 years with as not only a partner, but that was your lover and your everything. And then there he is in your city and you don't reach out. Like, I'd be like, all right.
But killing him, like... that's the whole reason you were so upset in the beginning with, because he died, and now you just want to kill him?
I think it's because of... also because of what she went through after he died. And so she's like... it recalls a part of herself that she probably is not so proud of.
Yeah. Right.
And so she's is the final nail in that coffin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I gotta get rid of it. I do think she was a bit extra about it, though.
Thank you.
Like, she was like, no, I have to kill him. But I wasn't on Diggle's side, either. I was kind of in the middle. I was like, he's just a bad guy who just happened to pop back alive.
I think my reaction would have just been so many questions.
Right.
Yeah.
I just would have been flooded with, I need you to sit down and answer 59 million questions that I have. How are you alive? What are you doing here? Yeah. Why didn't you tell me? It would have been a list. And then after that, I would have been like, okay, now MFA, I'm gonna F you up right now because you've been alive this whole time and I grieved you. I mourned for you. I thought you were dead.
Yeah,
you know, she probably had some sort of funeral or memorial for him. Like, she mourned this person and he's been running around this whole time and in her face too.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, oh, I didn't know you were here. I didn't know you were rolling with Arrow's crew. You tried to kill Arrow and she was in there with you and... you know, he's had face-to-face contact with her.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's where I would have been upset.
Allie on the chat had a really good point. She said, but also, what has Vigilante done that Green Arrow hasn't done? Because they've done a lot of the same stuff. So it's very true. Like, if you're a fan of Green Arrow, why can't you be on Vigilante's side? I mean, obviously, he's done some awful things, and he doesn't, I think, do it for the right reasons, maybe? But
I think there's a twist, though. I think there's a twist, though, because in the end, when he was going to kill the politician, he's calling her a corrupt politician. Mm-hmm. And when he was talking to Dina and saying that he has a mission, like, he's doing more on his mission than he's done as a police officer for 10 years. I think that there's more to this story. Yeah. I think that he's not just randomly the bad guy. I think he is a true vigilante trying to correct wrongs.
Yeah.
Right, and I think that we don't know exactly what's going on with this specific councilwoman, but I think that it's probably going to reveal itself in future episodes.
Yeah, I think I don't think we're done with him. I think we're going to see a lot more.
He reminds me a lot of, you know, the early seasons of Arrow, Green Arrow, and all that, and how he had the list of people. Right. It seems like he has a list of corrupt people that he is trying to figure out what's going on. So I do think that at some point he could join forces with, you know, Team Arrow right now.
Black and Canary.
Yes. You know, maybe she'll forgive him. Maybe, you know, they can make some Betta babies or something.
Well, he's starting it off right with that matchbox.
I saw it and I was like, oh, it's so sweet. A little rose.
Tug at the heartstrings.
Yeah.
Tug at the heartstrings.
See, she shouldn't have been so hard on him. My point exactly. Yeah. She was there the whole time.
And then while all of the vigilante stuff's going on, we still got this special agent Watson.
She's really annoying.
She's just on it. She's showing up at crime scenes with the FBI that are none of her friggin' business.
She's pulling people in for interviews, left, right, and center.
Left, right. She's and like, oh, Diggle. Oh, yeah, you're Mr. McQueen's head of security. Why are you here? Oh, we're overdue for a talk, aren't we?
Shut up. She's so annoying.
I did actually agree with her. Why was Diggle there?
True.
I was confused. I was like,
why is he ever? He's always on like some type
because
of
because he came there because Diana said that it was a vigilante. It was vigilante. So
I get why he was there, but I understand Watson why she was saying, like, "Why are you here?"
Yeah, and she has no sense of humor. Felicity was being so funny in that room. Like, I was laughing so hard the whole time, and she was like,
But the one thing about her character since the beginning of the season is she's consistent. She's consistently annoying, but she's super smart. Like, she's really figuring out, and she's calling them out on it, and you always see, like, they're taking her back.
Yeah.
When she thought that Oliver was the Green Arrow,
and
he was like, what are we going to do about this? And same thing with this episode with Black Canary and Dina, and
you. Dana.
Yeah.
She's basically saying, I know it's you, I just can't prove it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Mr. Wu says, Waller's got no chill zone. Which is true.
Yeah.
But it's not Waller, by the way.
Her name is Watson.
It used to be Waller.
But no, what I love about her character is that she's calling out what every audience member is thinking. How has no one put together that all of these people are the Team Arrow right now? Diggle shows up 6 years ago, right when stuff starts happening. Mm-hmm. He's always with Oliver Queen.
Yeah.
Felicity's always around. Felicity's been his alibi for all of these moments. She's calling them out on their stuff, which is what I, as an audience member, sometimes go into. Like, really? No one in this town has figured this out? You have detectives and police, and they ain't connecting no dots?
Vigilante immediately identified Dina as Black Canary.
Of course.
I was like, so if he
but
can do
mask
that...
Is
But right. and question: when did she have time to change?
Exactly.
She should have just gone and fought,
guys.
She like Supermaned it,
guys.
She did
just like what's his face with his braids last season. We just don't talk about.
But that was last season. You and notice now?
Yes.
No braids.
Yes, because at Comic-Con they made a big deal. And they were like, "Look, guys, it just doesn't make sense. It just happens." They changed it. So some things you just gotta let go.
He just braids his hair really fast. Really fast.
Can you give me your braider's number? Right?
But I mean, it's true. Like, even with Diggle as the Green Arrow, half his face is showing. It's like, you can't.
And also, all of a sudden, there's a black man in the mask. Hello? I mean, we weren't getting, like, close-up pictures, but it was a Caucasian skin, and now it's, like, look at this.
I mean,
look at
the difference.
It could be anything. No, they were in the shadows a lot, perhaps.
She's,
it could
like,
be
5 inches taller, too, all of a sudden.
Yeah. Can I just say that I know that you guys have probably talked about it earlier, but just Diggle being the Green Arrow is just so bizarre to me, and it's hard for me to, like, be like, really?
It's only until the crossover, though.
True.
Oh, Ivan, maybe his T-spheres braided his hair. I mean, Stormy said that. I'm sorry, Stormy. That's so funny.
T-spheres.
It's probably true. That's how they did it.
But I did want to also say this, that last year, I guess, on the crossover with the Dominators, and they had that illusion, Diggle's, like, ideal life, his beautiful life, would be the Green Arrow.
Yeah.
To be the Green Arrow. And lo and behold, season 6, he's the Green Arrow.
There he is.
Man, he should have learned how to shoot a bow at some point.
Well, he has his crossbow now.
I mean, now, but before, he was just slapping people with it.
That's true.
I was like, pull it just one time.
Ivan, Olivia, did you catch the Flash crossbow reference?
Yes, I have that written down.
It's all good.
Felicity does make a reference that she, you know, that they have Meta showing up to crashing bachelorette parties, and that's The Flash, which I'm a host on here at AfterBuzz TV. Watch us Tuesdays at 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. Awesome. but yeah, she gives a shout out that, you know, on The Flash this week, it was Iris's bachelorette party, and she came over for that. So she was coming back in town. And I also love that, you know, Diggle and Felicity have this whole conversation about how they aren't fans of Oliver working with Slade. Yeah. But it was actually Felicity who did push him to go. She encouraged him to go. She said, you made a promise to him, too. So it was just interesting hearing that conversation after she's the one who, like, Oliver was unpacking his bag.
Right. But sometimes you just have to be the bigger person, and I feel like she felt like it was the right thing for him to do, was to go and help Slade, because also he could have had some major repercussions if he didn't, too. But, I mean, they are getting along, and they're doing well together, and I feel like she knew the right thing to do was to tell him to go, even though she felt like, you know, she didn't like it.
Yeah. It's all in his path to be a better man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's just pushing him to do that, knowing that it could come down to him having to fight.
Exactly.
Right. Yes. She's still, and that's like, why she's perfect for him.
Yeah. That's all I have to say. That's all I have to say on that.
On that note, I'm trying to see, did you guys have anything else you want to add to this? I know that I just saw Ivan said that we didn't mention Curtis's cameo on Legends, which was awesome. He popped up on the computer screen, gave him some notes on how to
get it, Curtis.
Disfigure Firestorm.
Yeah,
we were trying to do that for Victor Garber's exit from the show. So that was also, I love that we got, it was also, that's weird, it was two Arrow characters going to some of the other shows, you know, leading up to the big crossover. This was fun to see them get to play with each other a little bit.
Yeah
So it was remind people that, hey, we are friends.
Right. That it we wasn't do know things. Superhero to superhero.
Yes.
Kind of. Like, we've seen The Flash go on Supergirl. We've seen, you know, we've seen that. But for Felicity, I mean, and Felicity has been on The Flash before.
A few times.
But it was nice in this capacity.
Yeah. I can't wait for the crossover. I feel like every time the crossover happens, I'm so excited, because I don't always watch all the other, because Arrow was my favorite. I don't always watch, like, Legends and stuff, and it's good to kind of catch up on everybody, like, how everybody's doing, you know?
Yeah.
Usually not well, but
usually they only come together for bad things. But we know that, you know, the crossover is going to be fun, because there's going to be a wedding, and a double wedding.
Fingers crossed.
So, you know, hopefully that comes. But does anyone else have anything they want to say about the episode itself? Anything we didn't talk about?
Tanya's, Curtis told them about the watch that belonged to Damian
Dirk. Oh, yeah, that was what he talked about. My bad.
They'll get you on the chat.
It's like, it's late, guys. Okay? I'm not used to being up this late for shows.
Well, thanks for joining
us. I was going to say, I did appreciate that Slade knocked Oliver out, or he drugged him. I mean, it's not so great.
Do we love it, that he,
I was
going to
say, it's
him?
Not so great in today's climate.
No, yeah.
But he did it for a point. Like, he could have just punched him, but that would have not been as good as having Oliver kind of just...
Because he knew that Oliver wouldn't have said no regardless of what Slade said.
But at the end of the day, he didn't say no, because he's there.
Yeah.
He's there in Oliver capacity. But I think that he's going to be there in the Green Arrow capacity. That's going to lead up to the crossover show, where he's going to become the Green Arrow again.
Yeah.
That is my prediction.
Ooh, we want
to
do predictions?
Yeah, let's hop on over to predictions.
Let's do it.
I'm telling you, this is what I'm saying, because obviously Slade's going to need help, right?
Wait. It's going to light up. There they are.
I love that you're waiting for the lights.
I'm so excited for the lights. It's my favorite part.
I didn't know there were lights. Oh, yeah. I like it.
It's like, wait for the lights.
Okay, what were you saying?
So, yeah, I think that's my prediction. So, he's already there. Slade's in trouble. We already know that, right? Mm-hmm. I think a fight's going to break out. And Oliver, as Mayor Oliver, is not going to be able to do anything. But Oliver, as the Green Arrow, is going to be able to do something. And because it's father and Green Arrow and Slade together, they're going to end to saving the son. I think that that's going to be his segue into becoming the Green Arrow again, leading to the crossover event November 27th.
Yes.
That's my prediction. Is it the 28th or the 27th?
27th and 28th.
And it's
two nights.
For both of them. Two nights.
On that same point, I think that since it's father, I think it's going to be son and son, and I think Slade's son is going to have something to do with William in some capacity. I think he's going to, like, kidnap him or do something that's going to have the two fathers against each other. Not against each other, but, like, working together to get the sons to be okay.
Ooh, I'm going to go off of that. Which is like, I'm going to say that if that does happen, where Joe or Kane goes after William, I think Oliver is going to have to put him down. And Slade's not going to fight him on it.
Okay.
I think Slade's going to be okay with it.
Yeah.
Oh, you think he's going to be okay with it?
And I want somebody to punch Watson in the face.
Ooh.
That's my second.
Someone needs to do something to her because I don't.
Just one good.
So annoying.
Like, can't Diggle's wife get involved or something?
Where is she? Yeah, where is she?
Get Watson just off the case or something. Get her fired. Get her transferred.
But her and Diggle are not doing well.
Yeah, but still fighting. She doesn't want her baby daddy locked up for this stuff, so she got to do something. She has to intervene at some point. All I'm saying.
Fun prediction. Watson's gonna flip and she's gonna become part of Team Arrow.
I heard that.
Oh, really?
I heard that's not, I mean, I haven't like officially, but I think someone in the chat said that. If it was you, say
that just came out of here. Really?
Show yourself if it was you. But yourself. I think
that's funny.
Last
Canary cry Watson. That's funny.
Yes, I'm down.
That would be good.
Go for it.
I could see that happening.
Oh, Stormy says the actress playing Lila is on another show. That would make sense. That's why she is not around, but also because they're fighting.
let's just get that Watson situation handled so that we can focus on other things. I think this is great. I like all you guys' predictions, and I don't really have one, so I'm just going to say ditto.
ditto.
I don't know. You guys said such good ones already that I don't want to come in with a lame, like, oh, you know what I think? Oliver and Felicity are going to get married.
Good one. That's a good
one. Yeah.
I'll jump on that bandwagon.
But it's also like, look on the internet, guys.
It's already happening.
It's not a real prediction. Anyways, thank you guys so much for watching us tonight and for joining in the fun. Thank you for everyone in the chat who's been talking to us. It's always fun to see what you guys have to say. Make sure you guys give us that thumbs up, like, comment on the YouTube page if you're there watching. Also go over to iTunes if you're listening and give us a 5 stars and, you know, rate and comment on there as well. And make sure you keep the conversation going, because if there's one thing us After Buzzers love, it's talking about television.
Yep.
All the time.
All the time.
280 characters now. Yes. Talking about TV shows. Yes. So let them know where they can find you guys.
I'm Erica Shannon, and you can find me on Twitter at Miss Airy Baby.
I'm Linda Antwi, and you can follow me all over social media at Linda Is So Girly.
I'm Olivia DiBortoli, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Olivia DiBortoli.
And I'm Tiana Hobson, at The Tiana Hobson. Check out AfterBuzz TV across all social media platforms at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you again, guys. Thank you for letting Erica and I crash your set today.
Thanks for having me. I'm going to see you next week.
Yes. Welcome to the club.
Welcome to our team.
Yes, thank you. Everyone at home, have a great night, and they'll see you next week.
Yeah, we'll be here. Bye, guys.
Bye. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.